T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Exactly an auspicious beginning for the commuting here in the heavily traveled long holiday Memorial Day weekend, but keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it'll get better from here. Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour here on the Friday free-for-all, the all-skate, as we like to call it. And it's also our pre-Memorial Day show that we traditionally do, where we remember fallen vets, friends, and family. You're welcome to join us. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address is bob@1063word.com. Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to have you along. If you missed the keyword, as I did. I stepped back into the office for a moment. I started reading the email, and the next thing I knew, here's the keyword for this hour, and here is a money penny. I'm always counting on the Bobettes to take up the slack when I drop the ball. Honest. H-O-N-E-S-T. That's the keyword for this hour. Text it to 72881. We hit the trifecta for this week, by the way. Yeah, Lillian Sutherland, 7 o'clock this morning at the keyword. She lives in Central and is now $1,000 richer. Hope we can add your name to the list. To the phones we go. Ray is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's and is our leadoff batter here in the bonus hour. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing today, this fine Memorial weekend coming up?
So far, so good.
My favorite part of your golf game was that ever crucial third putt.
You bet. Yeah, because at that point, I mean, you're loaded down with stress when you got that third one you're looking at.
Yeah, you're sweating by that time.
You bet. You bet you are. It's there's a lot of tension there.
Well, a couple of things I want to mention. First, let me mention my father, Robert L. White, Jr., who flew a dive bomber during the Second World War in Pacific and came home thankfully. And
wow.
My wife's father, Eugene Warren Ware, Jr., who was a Marine drill sergeant on Parris Island and went into the Marine, was with the Marines and Midway Island and a lot of the theaters there.
Yeah.
He has since passed.
And, that was nasty stuff. That's some of the stuff that my dad and my uncle were involved in as well. Most all of those invasions of the islands through the Pacific chain, yes, there was nasty stuff.
Talked with him on several occasions to the point that he could actually get into it without choking up. And I can't imagine hell on earth being any worse.
Ray, how much my dad told me about what he went through as a Marine in World War II in the Pacific?
Probably nothing.
Right. Absolutely nothing. I learned from his brother, my uncle, why he was deaf in one ear. It was because a mortar round went off nearby, and the concussion shattered his eardrum.
Yeah.
He never told me that.
You know what? That's the way they were. They looked upon it in an honorable... They were diplomats and gentlemen in the greatest sense.
They did their
duty and were very humble about what they did.
You bet. They were very stoic about the whole thing.
Yeah, but my brother, and I want to mention his name, Frank, or we call him Skipper L. White.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Vietnam, 1st Infantry Division. He came home, but he didn't come home. And he's fought that battle for all these years.
Yeah, and sadly, there are many in that category. I mentioned earlier in the program, I saw a documentary recently that had interviews with guys from the SAS, the Special Air Service in Britain. and they were talking about engagements they'd been in and wounds and what have you. And the interviewer asked him if he had been wounded. And his reply was very telling. He said, there's no such thing as an unwounded soldier.
This is it. I just wanted to ask this and real quickly. I noticed this thing that just came on HBO. It's called The Last Year. It's and you know, when I saw that, here's what I thought. All this time, them those folks in the entertainment industry, this guy sitting there says, Roland, I think, says, well, we have 30 people that operate this government. And then the girl that was the ambassador leaked all the information. She says, well, we had it in place where he couldn't dismantle what we've done. Well, if that's not admitting you're a traitor, if that's not admitting that you work for President Obama and I believe him to be a traitor, then what is? They're going to make themselves political heroes now that it's come to light.
Right.
They want to be heroes and patriots.
Yeah, you're talking about Susan Rice, our former ambassador to the U.N.?
That, the girl that who leaked and then quit, she was, matter of fact, they didn't know why she would ask for this information. I can't think of her name. Long, slender lady. But she was assigned to some governmental agency. It all of a sudden came out and wanted them to release the names, and she leaked names. And I can't think of her name. She ended up quitting. She resigned once they found out.
The good news here, Ray, is that, this is an HBO show, which that's pretty much tells you a lot about the sourcing for it. But she's lying about that because the Trump administration is going a long way towards dismantling a great deal of what Obama went in place. In fact, I had a piece here yesterday. One of the lefties on one of their websites was complaining about all the destruction that the Trump administration has done to the accomplishments of Obama. And I said, good, keep it up.
Exactly. But it just galls me. It should gall everybody that hears or sees this thing that these people were traitors and have painted themselves as patriots.
Yep.
They've got to sell that. They have to sell it. They've got nothing to run on.
Yeah, Comey is busy doing the same thing. He was on with Conan O'Brien last night and was asked about the president saying that there was an informant that had been planted inside his presidential campaign for political purposes. And Comey said, and I'm quoting him, as best I can tell, it's made up. I don't know where he's getting that from, honestly. I don't find it possible, and I know it not to be true. Apparently, he missed one of his buddies, James Clapper, on The View the other day, where Clapper said exactly that.
You know the thing about it, when you lie, you can't remember what you told the last time.
Yeah, that's true. And when you tell the truth, you only have one story to remember.
Happy Memorial Day, Bob.
You also, my friend. Thank you very much, Ray. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Yeah, these guys, they're lying through their teeth. Sadly, to the uninformed, they will continue to get away with it. 14 after 6 here in the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bob, in honor of Gunnery Sergeant James Teague, USMC, 3 combat tours, Korea, Chosin Reservoir, 2 Vietnam, 1 as a sniper, with 3 confirmed and 2 probable before mustering out as a DI. Died of liver cancer related to Agent Orange, the forgotten casualties of Vietnam. One hell of a warrior and an otherworldly shot with a rifle. That's it. Take a deep breath, let a little bit out, squeeze the trigger, and let the round release itself. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Hoo-ah!
Domino Van Morrison, guy that did Brown Eyed Girl, that still gets played on classic rock stations, doesn't it? Little known fact about that song, Van Morrison song, the song originally was Brown Skinned Girl. And the record company said, can't do that in 1967. So it became Brown Eyed Girl. It's 6:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby Mac, please remind people Memorial Day is to honor those that lost their lives in service, not veterans. That is Veterans Day. I was reminded of this by a vet. That's true. Bobby, Army prisoner guard, was told by a prisoner that if Germany had won, he had been trained to be the mayor of a town in New England. So close. Bobby, there were three biographies written about the Marines in World War II, and all three combined to make the HBO miniseries The Pacific, which did not get the attention as did Band of Brothers, but still a high-quality miniseries. Absolutely, it's worth watching. Bob, my father was the same way, would not speak about his service, although he did say that he had shrapnel still in his body from a hand grenade. But other than that, he wouldn't speak much about it at all. Wrote a book of his life and did not put any details of his service in there. Gotcha. Bobby, I hope you and yours have a safe and pleasant weekend. Be careful out there. Some folks decide to celebrate by drinking and driving. Sadly, they do. Bob, Barry Bell is the candidate you mentioned who has dropped out of the 4th District Congressional race, and he endorsed Stephen Brown. Speaking of which, I mentioned earlier in the show, I was going to remind people about our upcoming top-tier debate. Greenville County Tea Party did a primary poll, and the results had Lee Bright, Dan Hamilton, William Timmons, Josh Kimbrell, James Epley, and Stephen Brown as the top vote-getters, the top six. And so those six will be taking part in our so-called top-tier debate hosted by the Greenville Tea Party and WORD coming up on June 5th. All right, June 5th, mark it on your calendar, 6:30 in the evening at the Zen Elegant Meeting Space at 924 South Main, where we've had all our events, will be open to the public, and unlike other forums and debates, there is no charge to attend. Yours truly and Tara from the morning show will serve as the moderators. South Carolina primary, of course, is coming up statewide on June 12th, and in the likelihood of a runoff, the top two candidates will face off one last time on June 25th. That is the evening before the runoff election. Winner of the Republican primary, of course, will go on to the general election on 6 November. So mark it on your calendar. June the 5th will be our top tier debate. All right. And that should be good. And hopefully, the first time around, obviously, with 13 candidates in the field, we were pretty much just herding cats. So hopefully with only six this time around, we'll be able to do a bit of a deeper dive in there. Bobby, please remember Daniel Morrison, my wife's great-grandfather, U.S. Navy, World War II, and Korea. Bob, third-generation veteran, World War I, II, Vietnam, Army, Navy, USMC, Air Force, not a Purple Heart among us. All came home. Praise God. Amen to that. Bob, Ole J. Skadsom, Alabama Light Artillery, 1864. Bob, I'd like to mention my dad, Sergeant Benny Horton from Chesney, fought in the first battle of note in Vietnam, the I Drang Valley, November 1965. First Air Mobile Unit, 7th Cavalry, died 35 years later from lung cancer from Agent Orange. Some of those, that particular battle, may seem familiar to some of you. That is the one that was dealt with in the movie We Were Soldiers. Bob, I have a great uncle, Harry Broyles, lost his life in the fields of Normandy couple of weeks after D-Day. Bobby, I just wanted to say your show is the best. Thank you so much. Thank you. Greatly appreciate that. Bobby, I'd like to recognize my uncle, Harry Evan Nicholson, KIA, Germany, September 19, 1944. And I think I have a few more to try and catch up with. Bobby, where did Catherine Templeton come in on the voting? The only poll that I saw had Henry McMaster in the 30s. Catherine Templeton, I think, was like in the 15s. And John Warren was pretty much right there with her. That's the only polling data that I have seen. Bob, who on earth is running against that Larry Martin wannabe David Hyatt over in Pickens County? Anyone that's a real conservative? I'm going to have to bone up on that particular race because we've been spending so much time here in the 4th District in the gubernatorial race. Bob, in honor of all, the reason why we are all free, nothing comes close to the sacrifice made for your country and people you don't even know. only one that I know that sacrificed for people who didn't know him. And I believe that that catches me up. Yep. Oh, sorry. Spoke too soon. Three new messages. Bobby Mack, remind those millennial snowflakes the reason they're able to speak freely in our country is because of these great men and women who have given their lives in the service of their nation. Amen to that. Speaking of the millennials, we had in, I guess, Boneheads yesterday, the 30-year-old guy, his parents took him to court to get him kicked out because he wouldn't move. Actually, there is a way around having to go to court. The Bobby Mack semi-professional players have come up with a solution.
Mom, we're out of cereal.
So your 30-year-old son refuses to move out of the house, and the only option you have left is a court order. Well, before you lawyer up, why not give it one last try with Millennial Be Gone? Millennial Be Gone immediately gets to work by crushing the soul of your unwanted millennial by constantly playing songs from Natalie Merchant. Then, using mildly radioactive lasers, Millennial Be Gone will get busy zapping off your millennial's annoying facial hair, including those sideburns, beards, goatees, and, most importantly, man buns. All that's left to do now is hold open the door while your millennial amps graze to the nearest Starbucks. They'll kick him out, too. Get Millennial Be Gone, and get busy enjoying your empty nest today.
Available now at better stores everywhere and some that are not so good. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Attention, Rachel Dolezal. That's all for you, kid. Yeah. Remember this woman? Rachel Dolezal, former NAACP chapter leader who resigned after her parents said, wait a minute, she's not black. I can be the head of the NAACP chapter if you're not black. Now facing felony theft charges in Washington State, as well as perjury, after she allegedly made false statements to secure nearly $9,000 in food and child care assistance. According to court documents, investigators with Washington State's Department of Social and Health Services started looking into her finances in March of last year, after the publication of her autobiography in full color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. DHS investigators said she had claimed that her only source of income was $300 per month in gifts from friends. However, when they investigated, the department found she deposited nearly $84,000 in her bank account between August of 2015 and September of 2017 and had just overlooked reporting it. According to the investigation, the money came from sales of her autobiography as well as the sale of her art, soaps, and handmade dolls. One of those were voodoo dolls. Authorities say she illegally received nearly $9,000 in assistance. She did report a change of circumstance to the state agency, saying she did a one-time job in October of 2017 worth $20,000. Also charged with perjury and making false verification for public assistance. So, so long, Rachel. You're going to enjoy it there in the Gray Bar Hotel. To the phones we go. Paul is next up. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Paul, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. Yep, I am in from your stomping grounds, and I'm proud to be. Really enjoy your show. Just wanted you to know that. I don't miss it every day. I just don't miss it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Really do. Love it. I just wanted to take a moment to honor my father-in-law, Lou Waddell.
Uh-huh.
He served 4 years in the Navy and 18 years in the Air Force after that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, but he succumbed to complications from Agent Orange that he was exposed to while in the Navy.
Mm.
So, but we miss him a lot, and just wanted to take a moment to honor him.
I appreciate that very much, Paul, and we honor his service and his memory.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul. I hope you have a nice Memorial Day weekend, and thanks for remembering him. Dave is along. He is in Campobello. Hi, Dave, and welcome to the program again.
Hey, yes, sir. Bob Gunack, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, I didn't know that your father was Marine, so Semper Fi, brother.
You bet it. You bet. He was a gung-ho guy.
All right. Well, listen, I served in the 80s. I flew out of a Marine Corps Air Station El Toro. I want to honor my CO, Colonel Jerry Caddick. Now, you're going to love his call sign. It's Kamikaze. I mean, it was literally plastered on the, you know, on the fuselage of the bird. You know, you always put your call sign on there. But
that's right.
All the listeners, you can actually see him in action. First of all, he's one of the literally designated as one of the world's best fighter pilots. Over 150 missions in Vietnam.
Wow.
He's a fighter ace, and he taught most of pilots, you know, everything that they needed to know besides what you get in flight school. But if you pull up 1988 Marine Corps Air Station, that's MCAF El Toro,
right?
ELTORO Air Show, you'll see him bottom out his aircraft. He was doing a vertical loop. Injuries were substantial. You thought the guy was going to die. He does a vertical loop, and every time you go vertical, you immediately have to go to instruments. If the instruments fail, you're going to have a bad day.
Right.
That way. And even he said, I broke a perfectly good F-18. So he had it. But here's what happened. When he came out of the loop and realized instruments had failed, he was literally pointing at over 250,000 people in the crowd.
Right.
That's where the bird's nose was.
Right.
I was actually on the flight line readying my F-4, getting ready to go up after him, and then Blue Angels were going to fly. And so he yanks. You can hear him whine out the engines. He goes into AD, burns the engines, tilts the bird away from the crowd. Now, a pilot is trained to eject. The pilot is far more important than the aircraft and frankly, anybody on the deck. So, but he didn't. He stuck with the aircraft, hung in there. But when he hit like nearly 20 Gs.
Wow.
And he came out of his straps. Or no, that doesn't happen. Came out of his straps, face first into the stick.
Ouch.
The stick went into his mouth, and it, his eyeballs were out of his head. It was a horrific scene. The guy should have never died. But he hung in there till 2015. He passed away in 2015. He's an honorable guy, just a phenomenal person. The fact that he hung in with that aircraft when he was trained to eject,
right,
is a testimony to our men and women that hang in there and serve in spite of odds. And it tears me up every time I think about the guy. But his name is Colonel Jerry Kamikaze Caddick. He's an honorable guy, and I hope everybody takes a moment just to look up some information on him. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal human being with an awesome family.
Yeah, may have seen him going overhead in a fast mover.
Yeah, you probably have. I guarantee it. If you're anywhere around in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you've seen him.
Wow, thank you, Dave.
He did get to fly. Oh, yeah, he actually went and flew again in 09. Finally was able to heal enough, and he actually flew again. He was civilian, but he got to fly again, which was his dream. So,
wow.
Hoorah to my CO.
You bet. Quite a guy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
yes,
Dave.
Sir.
Appreciate the call.
My
great
pleasure,
Bobby. Great to
have
you.
Have an awesome weekend.
You too, sir. I hope you do as well. That's funny. You mentioned Kamikaze was his CO's call sign. My cousin, Chuck, flew with the Blue Angels. And Moneypenny, you may remember this. A number of years ago, it's been 7-8 years ago now, when they had Navy Week here in Memphis, and an admiral came in from the Pentagon, and I noticed he had aviator's wings on. And so I said to him, I said, by any chance, do you know my cousin? He said, what's his name? And I said, Chuck McLean. And he said, hot dog, which is his call sign. No wonder, you know, flying with the Angels. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, like to honor my dad, Smith Goodwin, Philippines in World War II, and the late Major Larry Dent, two tours in in Vietnam as a UH-1, that's a Huey, and Cobra pilot. Thanks to all our brave veterans and those who are serving now. Thanks from Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm going to try my best to catch up with the rest of these text messages honoring those on our pre-Memorial Day show here on 106.3 WORD. Be right back.
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. Closing minutes in our pre-Memorial Day Friday free-for-all show. Let me jump to Gary in Greenville because he had a question. Hi, Gary, and welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi, I'm a millennial. I'm 25, and maybe I just haven't read my history books, but I've never heard of Agent Orange, or I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is.
Right.
I hear a lot of people talking about it, and it apparently claimed a lot of lives. So I was just wondering if you could give us a little history on what it is and what it does.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Gary, and thanks for the call. I appreciate your inquisitive mind. Agent Orange. When we talk about Agent Orange, simplest way I can describe it is think of Roundup on steroids. Think of nuclear Roundup. Okay, Agent Orange was a defoliant. Much of the terrain in Vietnam was triple canopy jungle, and the enemy, the NVA, all used the Ho Chi Minh Trail to move weapons and supplies from the north, from North Vietnam, into South Vietnam. And in an effort to defoliate all of that that jungle vegetation, this Agent Orange was a chemical developed by, I believe, by Dow. And it was sprayed over this jungle vegetation in an effort to be able to expose the enemy as they came down the Ho Chi Minh Trail and in other parts of Vietnam as well to reduce their capacity, their ability to hide. So that's what Agent Orange was. And unfortunately, many of our soldiers, primarily Marines, were exposed to Agent Orange, to the defoliant as well. In on the text line, Bob, Russ, and all the fallen are sitting back and enjoying your show. By the way, Russ told him, taught him everything he knows. Great job, Bobby. Appreciate that. New message in here as well. Let me see if I can get it. Yeah, Bobby, I had an uncle who served in the Army in World War II, Korean War, and two tours in Vietnam. Wow, that's the cycle. He lived into his mid-80s, never married, was a tough and awesome man. Yep, appreciate that. And I believe that catches me up. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Steve. He is in Easley. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, Bob. A little while ago, you got a text from somebody wanting to know who was the Larry Martin wannabe in District 4.
I did, yes.
Well, okay. Davey Hyatt is the incumbent in District 4, and the guy running against him is Philip Healy. Philip is spelled with one L. He's got a website called VotePhilHealy.com. But in 2014, I helped somebody try to run against Hyatt, and we got 40-point-something%. I would love to see Hyatt pushed out because he is a rhino. If you look at his voting history and all that, he is not as conservative as some of the Democrats down there, but everybody in Pickens just thinks he's a nice guy. That's the sad truth of it. You still there, Bob?
Yeah, and unfortunately, okay. I'm running out of time, but I appreciate the information. Thanks for passing that along, Steve, and I'm sure that folks there are going to be following that race closely, and we'll try and pay some more attention to it as well. It's just it's been such a crowded, clustered field for the 4th District race that pretty much has dominated what's going on. Got to wrap things up for today. Jimbo will be here on the real Memorial Day for me on Monday, and I will see you back on Tuesday. And as always, we wrap things up with the great Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Wonderful World. See you back on Tuesday. Have a safe weekend. God bless.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!